When restoring the forest and ensuring its health, we often think of the work done by conservation-minded people. Human beings are pivotal in maintaining the health of the forests, but behind the scenes there are a number of interdependent relationships at play. The species of the forest affect each other's lives in an abundance of ways. The most obvious, of course, are the predators, animals that, by virtue of their need to feed, moderate the populations of other creatures in the forests. There is, however, a group of species that are arguably just as pivotal to the well-being of the forest as humans. They are the pollinators. The pollinators are the workhorse of the forest, and they are made up of a variety of different species, including mammals, birds, and insects. Worldwide, there are around 200,000 species of animals that perform the invaluable act of pollination. Hawaii's ecosystems are dependent on the busy lives of introduced pollinators for their survival. The most abundant pollinator is the honeybee, a social creature with an array of startlingly powerful senses and a love of pollen. The pollinators themselves are not without their enemies in the natural world. Disease, parasites, and predators are daily hazards for the pollinators as they go about their business. The sustainability and diversity that pollinators bring to Hawaiian forests and agriculture is directly linked to the health of their populations. By protecting native flora and fauna, we guarantee the fruits of pollination will be enjoyed for generations to come. Mahalo Aina is a collaborative effort of the Hawaii Forestry Industry Association, Hawaii DLNR, Division of Forestry and Wildlife, and Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Christopher Phillips.